Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Wednesday. And as a lot of you know, I'm a lifelong Vanderbilt fan. I'm a lifelong Atlanta Braves fan. So I'm excited about our next guest. Kyle Wright is on the line with us. Of course, a member of the Vandy Boys and then the Braves and now with the Kansas City Royals. Kyle, good morning. How are you?
Hey, man. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
Doing fantastic. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, Kyle, thanks for doing this today. Hey, listen, I know we're going to get to what we're the reason you're on later on about a big event you're hosting that I'm actually hosting with you in January, benefiting Lawson High School and their baseball program. But I want to know, I know you had surgery, and it's know how things are going and how your recovery's going so far, Kyle.
Surgery went really well. Rehab's going really well. I never had any major injuries before, so all of this is new to me, but so far my PT here in Nashville has been fantastic, and I've been making really good progress, so I'm happy with things are going and just slowly getting that range of motion and strength back day by day.
Is this the first ever kind of surgery you've ever had?
I've had surgery before on my left wrist, but it didn't really affect me a whole lot pitching-wise. My left wrist ended my hitting career, unfortunately, at Vanderbilt, but I'd say it worked out okay. But this is my first, big surgery injury on my throwing shoulder.
Kyle Wright is with us, big league pitcher, and, of course, a member of the Vandy Boys. I mean, I feel like once a member of the Vandy Boys, always a member of the Vandy Boys, right?
Yeah, always. I mean, I still do all my workouts there at Vanderbilt. We got a great group of guys that, we're still all best friends, enjoy seeing each other every day. So, yeah, that's absolutely right.
So this offseason, you were traded to Kansas City, and after spending your entire big league career with the Braves, what were some of the emotions with that and leaving Atlanta, but also how excited are you for the next chapter?
Yeah, my initial gut reaction when I found I was getting traded, I was bummed, man. I grew up a massive Braves fan and still am. I'm very thankful for my time with the Atlanta Braves, and, wish it wouldn't have ended due to an injury, but with that being said, I'm really thankful for the Royals and believing in me and taking a shot for trading for a guy with the shoulder surgery, which shoulders in baseball is never ideal, right? There's always a little bit of uncertainty there, but I believe in myself, and I'm thankful for the Royals believing in me, and I've been really pumped to see all the guys they've been signing and bringing in so far, and I think it's with the young talent they have, it's got it's a team with a chance to be dangerous. So, like I said, bummed to have left the Braves, but I'm really excited for the future and happy with how things have been going so far.
Kyle, will you have to go out and have to throw a knuckleball now? I mean, is that something you've got? Because I know guys that come back from surgery like they have to do a different pitch or anything. But you think everything's going to be okay?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, ideally, if I throw a knuckleball, then it's probably time to hang up in the first place. But, my surgeon, Dr. Meister, is one of the best in the world at what he does. So he was really happy with how it went. And, he believes that I'll make a full recovery. And, quite frankly, I'm willing to bet on myself that I'll be back as well. But, fortunately, my style of pitching, being able to throw a sinker and a curveball, if I don't get back to being able to throw topping out at 98 miles an hour, I'll be just fine. If I can pitch in that 92-94 range, I'm going to have some success just because of my style of pitching. So, obviously the goal is to get back to being able to, throw on the ball 98 miles an hour when I need to. But if not, I think my style will transition pretty well. So, but, the main thing is just getting back to where it's, there's no, governor on. I feel like, my shoulder's been kind of bothering me for a little bit, and I feel like I was just kind of a little bit, governed with how far I could, or with how hard I could throw the ball. So, getting back to the point where I can just let it eat at all times, and, what it comes out is what it comes out as, but, a full convicted pitch is a lot better than one that's not as convicted because you're afraid of what might happen. So, that's really the main goal, and, like I said, I'm willing to bet on myself and believe in myself that I'll get back to, being a a good competitive starting pitcher.
Oh, that's awesome. Kyle, also, you've been very outspoken and very with the talk about men's mental health issues. Chase and I on this show are the same way because, as you know, Kyle, there's a lot of men out there struggling that are going on right now. Why is men's mental health and mental health awareness so important to you?
You know, so unfortunately, when I was young, I had a cousin who I really looked up to and a teammate in high school that both committed suicide. And, you know, I think that's where my passion really stemmed, just because from the outside, you wouldn't have even realized that anything was going on. And, you know, till disaster strikes, ultimately, you know, I lost my teammate, Donnie Everett, in college to a tragic drowning accident. And I think because of that, you know, having to go through that, and fortunately, like I said, I had all of my teammates there and Donnie's parents and the coaches. And I feel like we just kind of all, you know, really relied on each other. And that's when I started to learn, you know, it's okay to, you know, speak up about how you're feeling, because that time sucked. It was one of the worst, you know, times and moments of my life. And being able to have all those guys you can lean on and talk to, that's when I started to realize, like, hey, man, this has helped me a lot, being able to lean on one another. And, you know, like I said, there's just that void that, you know, suicide can leave in people's lives is something you can't really even describe until, you know, you hope it never happens to you. But so I think that's where my passion stemmed from. And I think, you know, the more that we can, you know, raise awareness for this, I think the better it's going to be. And, you know, the better that we can improve mental health over time. And yeah, and I think it'll just make for a lot happier people. And yeah, exactly.
We're talking to Kyle Wright, big league pitcher, of course, former Vanderbilt pitcher as well. And you got to do something that every kid dreams of. You got to pitch in the World Series in 2021, which, as I mentioned, as a Braves fan, that was a big time for all the Braves Nation out there. But 5 2/3 innings during the World Series. Take me back. What was that like going through that? Just the emotion, the stress, everything involved in pitching in the World Series.
It was crazy, you know, especially for me. I pretty much spent that whole year in AAA. I had two big league starts during the year, and both of them were really bad. So that was kind of when I got sent down again for the second time is when we hit the reset button. And we said, okay, you know, something's got to be fixed here. And I started working with a guy named Ben Brewster at Tread Athletics, and we really just kind of worked on some things that ultimately got me back to who I was at Vanderbilt and how I pitched. And from that point, I really turned the corner in AAA. And, you know, I never thought in a million years I was going to be on the World Series roster, just because I was, you know, just I was in AAA. The team was winning. You know, they didn't really need me. And next thing I know, I find I'm going to be on the roster. And, you know, I didn't really know what my role was going to be. You know, I figured maybe kind of a long guy, or, you know, kind of clean up innings here or there. And, you know, I got my first outing in game two, which was the same thing. It was a pretty much just kind of a mop-up game. The game was, I think it was 7-1 at the point. And, so kind of getting my feet wet there was really good for me, and I had a great inning. And that's when I realized, like, you know, okay, everything I've worked on and got to this point and all the guys that have been there for me, you know, it's paying off, and, you know, I believe in myself. And sure enough, I had another outing. It went really well. We ended up winning the game. And, you know, like I said, growing up a Braves fan, winning the World Series for your favorite childhood team, it's, you know, it's storybook-like. And, you know, it's something I'll definitely never forget to this point. You know, definitely my favorite baseball memory by far. But, yeah, it's one of those things that just really thankful for that I even got the opportunity, and then to, you know, capitalize and perform well and, you know, just play a small part and winning that thing was pretty special.
Were there any similarities between Brian Snicker and Tim Corbin?
I think there's some. You know, I think they're both very – They don't ride the emotions of the game. They're always in the middle. I think it's probably the one thing that I could compare them most like is, you know, you don't know what the score is. The game's not over till it's over. And I think that's important for a head coach, for a manager to have, is you got to always give your team confidence and hope that, you know, we're going to come back and win this thing no matter what. I would say it's probably one of the most similar things between the two.
Fantastic. We're talking to Kansas City Royals pitcher Kyle Wright. Kyle and I next month will be hosting a fundraiser at James Lawson High School for the first pitch dinner and silent auction. We'll have more details about that as we come the next few weeks. Kyle, I know you're busy. You got a lot of fans here in Nashville and around. We wish you the best in your recovery. Man, we can't wait to see you back on the mound soon, Kyle. So thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you. We'll revisit the event in a couple of weeks, because I know Kobe – Ginsburg, a friend of ours, will be badgering me nonstop about this event. So we'll have you back on again. Yeah. Kyle, thank you, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. It was fun.
All right, Kyle Wright, former Braves pitcher, now the Kansas City Royals, about the events January 20th at James Lawson High School. We'll have more about this. It's happening. And Chase, as you like me, and you know that I'm a big fan of anything involving Metro Nashville schools and athletics, because they don't get the love they deserve. And this will be a fun event on January 20th with the Kyle Wright.
Yeah, it will. And I appreciate him for joining us and kind of going down memory lane with that. And, you know, he's one of those guys that – I hope that he gets a reset with Kansas City and has an even better career. So that would be fantastic. We cheer for the Vandy boys, because once you're a member of the Vandy boys, you are for life. That is for sure. Coming up next, we'll give you a chance to win Kenny Chesney tickets at Nissan Stadium, plus celebrity birthdays. That's all ahead. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.